Today on 4CA. John McKenzie. 1-300-872-911.
Yes, it's 4 minutes to 11. That talk number 1-300-872-911. Oh, I've got on the line Sergeant Dave Raymond, and there's a bit more information after that too, which is going to do, take a lot of people by a bit of surprise. It's come out of left field. Dave Raymond, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Do you have an announcement to make, David?
Yeah, I don't think people are surprised, to be quite honest. You know, it's been a bit of a rumour getting around anyway. So,
yes.
Just going to put my hand up for the as an independent for the seat of Mulgrave. That's all, John.
Bloody... Oh, what do you mean, that's all?
Yeah, I know.
Well, someone with your profile and someone with your level of support, this is a very significant announcement. So for years, I don't have to tell people who you are. For years, you've filled us in so much on police efforts, police pursuits, the way police actually bring so many of these offenders to heel, and with the assistance of your police dogs. I mean, this is a saga of the talk show going back many, many years, and you're saying, oh, I don't know if people will be surprised. I think people will be ecstatic.
Yeah, well, John, the fact is, 36 years I've been working for the community in my role, and outside of that scope as well, you know, I'm always involved in the community in some way. And to be quite honest, next year they kick me to the curb, so to speak, in a nice way, if you know what I mean. Like, retirement age is 60 for us.
Yes, I know.
And I still think I've got a whole lot to give to the community, and this is probably one way that I can probably voice my opinions and get it out there and just try and help the community even more.
I think it's bloody wonderful, and I feel just like you about this 60-year ultimatum that police are given. And sometimes I've talked to police about it and say, I must be annoying you. And some of them say, no, but by the time you get to 60, you're pretty well buggered as a copper. And others say, you know, I've got more to give, or, you know, I really want to still be involved, and they find alternatives, etc. I remember one senior officer saying to me as he was 59 and heading towards the 60 mark, he said, there's still things I want to solve. There's that particular murder down there. There was that bashing there. That a really bad break and enter there. And he just hated walking away from what had been his life, and that was fighting crime, and I really felt for him.
Yeah, in a way, John, but it's, look, but you are, to a certain degree, haven't got as much pull as you can within the QPS, especially at my rank level, if you know what I mean. Mm. So I just think that outside of the QPS, I could quite possibly, you know, have a say and put a few ideas forward, because I'm always full of ideas. You know, I've got all these ideas going around in my head, and I put a lot into practice, and they all seem to come off. So, and I do have a few thoughts going through. I can see my wife shaking her head now, but you know, I do have a lot to give, and I just think that I can get out there and put these thoughts through. And it doesn't matter, you know, the real issue here, being an independent, you're running up against the big machines of the big parties, and you know, people say you can't, you know, you're no good running as an independent because you've got no say. Well, I disagree to a certain degree, because if you put, I've only got to look after my own little patch, and that's,
yeah,
Mulgrave.
Yes.
You know, that's all I've got to worry about. I haven't got to worry about any of the others. If I am able to put strategies or, you know, plans into place in my own little patch,
yeah,
and the government of the day sees it working, you can't tell me they're not going to snap it up and take it, because, you know, it's, and who cares who gets the credit? It doesn't worry me who gets the credit. You know, if we can put strategies in place, and, you know, I'm talking about things like, you know, because people are, perception's reality when it comes to, you know, the crime. And I've got to be very careful how I speak about crime, because I do have, you know, an insight into it. But I am that person that goes to, you know, your mum and dad who are crying when their car's stolen because they can't get the kids to school. Mm. I am the person that goes to, you know, parents who can't sleep at night because every time they've been broken into precinct, and every time they hear a sound, they're up, you know, looking around thinking something's going on. Mm. So this is what, you know, this is what's actually happening. I'm out there, I'm seeing it because I'm on the road,
yeah,
constantly.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I do have a few strategies in place. I'm saying, why don't you? Because, As on the road, I do catch these little kids, and they're great to talk to. You know, it's just that they've, anyway. You know, we can go on about that as you know, continue on. But But anyway, yeah, so I'm decided I'm going to run.
Stay in touch right through till October, and some of these ideas, I'd love to actually talk to you about them. You say you do have some restraints, you're still a police officer, but fundamentally, if you're just talking about law and order and how you see it out there, and this is through your eyes when you're out there on patrol or actually responding to a call for help, that's quite legitimate, isn't it, within your restraints as a police officer?
Oh, for sure. Well, I can't say. I mean, they'll pull me up. Yeah, they'll pull me up pretty quick if I need to. But okay. Look, I've got a great reputation with the police, and you know, we all know what's going on there.
Yes.
You know, and it annoys me to hear the people outside the police service. This is the people, you know, within the government organisation. So it's such a complex problem. I've been hearing it's a complex problem for 15 years. Do something about the bloody thing.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
don't just keep saying it's a complex problem. Mm. Let's start with little small steps and go from there. And I even, you know, this morning, and it does my head when you hear the Prime Minister talking about. Talking, we need to get these kids off screens and do something. But, and you know, you take things like Pete's Bridge and Ross and Lock and stuff. I remember 15 years ago, my kids swimming in there.
I mean,
you can't even swim in those places now because so they're taking away the alternatives that these kids have.
Yeah.
Expecting to get off these screens, whereas you'd see them, you know, 15 years ago, you'd see them fishing and swimming with the families and stuff like that. It's just an overgrown old creek now, you know. And so there's all these little things, you know, that just go well. You know, don't give us an alternative.
Mm.
Yeah, give us some alternative.
Exactly. This is the politically correct brigade. They're 10% of the population, and it's the tail wagging the dog. And we keep on giving into them. We've got to stop giving into them because they're taking out so much of what we live up here for. Can I just ask you before you go, David, what suburb do you live in?
Yeah, I'm out at Mulgrave. In the Mulgrave area, I'm out at Goldsborough Valley.
Oh, that's
We bought there many years ago, thank goodness, otherwise, you know. Anyway, I'll keep you posted. I'm off to Cambodia actually to train some dogs over there for the government next week. So,
well, I hope you're back by October.
I'm only going for 10 days. They just asked me if I'd give them a hand. I'm doing it all for nothing, of course, put my hand up. But, I've got to go over there. But anyway, it is what it is. I'll be back the end of September and, see how we go.
Good on you, Dave. This has taken me by surprise and I presume listeners as well, but it's wonderful news and thank you for calling in with this today.
Yeah, thanks, John. Appreciate it.
That's Sergeant Dave Raymond. Now, the independent candidate for the seat of Mulgrave in the forthcoming election.